متون روانشناسی به انگلیسی بخش سوم
Section 3 Psychological Texts in English
درس اول
Lesson 1 Types of Research Methods in Psychology Part 1 Research is central to the field of psychology without which no advances can be made and no results or theories concluded. Because it is so diverse and studies are based primarily on the function and effect of various factors on the human mind, several methods of research have been designed to help us draw a conclusion from it. In any of the following methods, while the subjects or participants may be the same, the method of executing research may vary considerably. Psychological researches can be divided into quantitative research that is conducted by collecting data and through statistical analysis, and qualitative research that is conducted by carrying out studies in natural settings. The following are some of the important research methods in psychology. 1. Correlational method. Correlation is a measure of the relation between an independent variable and a dependent variable. For instance, if psychologists were to study the relation between stress and lack of sleep, we can point out that stress is the independent variable while lack of sleep is the variable dependent on stress. So you can develop a thesis that says the greater the stress level, the more difficult it is for people to get quality sleep. This would be a case of positive correlation because as the intensity of one variable increases, so does that of the other. On the other hand, in a case of negative correlation, the value of one variable decreases as that of the other increases. As such, if your study were to be on the number of hours spent playing video games on student grades, you would assume that as kids spend more time playing video games, their grades worsen. 2. Experimental method. Filling the gap that correlation leaves behind, by conducting experiments, we can understand the cause and effect relation between any two variables. As such, to understand whether it is really the number of hours spent playing video games that is causing poor grades, controlled experiments may be carried out where children are made to play video games for a certain number of hours every day, and their grades are to be monitored over a period of days. By taking into consideration this hypothesis, and establishing results to prove whether or not it is true is what is achieved by experimentation. Experiments are usually carried out among varied groups of subjects or participants. These groups are called treatment groups, where participants are being manipulated to study the effects of this manipulation, and controlled groups, where participants are not manipulated in order to draw a comparison between the controlled and treatment groups. The disadvantage of this method lies in the fact that every variable or factor cannot be controlled and manipulated, thereby affecting the final result. Moreover, an experiment can't help establish only one cause and effect relationship at a time, because every variable is controlled.